This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com. Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. I have a very beautiful guest today, Dr. Janelle Kim. She is the founder and leader formulator for JBK Wellness Lab. Dr. Kim is carrying on the medical knowledge and wisdom of her lineage. She is a doctor of acupuncture and Chinese medicine and is nationally board certified in herbology, oriental medicine, and acupuncture. Dr. Kim, welcome to my show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
It's such a pleasure. I want to learn so much about everything that you do. But before we jump in, I always like to ask, what inspired you to do what you do?
I always appreciate that question. In fact, whether someone asks me that or not, honestly, whether I'm speaking on stage or in an interview or whatever it might be, I start this way anyways, because I find that it grounds me and it's where I am certainly anchored. And that is that the thing that inspires me the very most is that I come from a lineage of great doctors, practitioners, herbologists, philosophers, and all of this incredible, as you just mentioned, wisdom and knowledge that's been passed down for centuries from generation to generation has now kind of come in front of me, or did, you know, when I entered this earth. But then I had to make a choice, right? And I made that choice at around 19 years old. And so we could go into a very long story of how that affected me and why I made certain decisions. But to kind of cut it shorter, you know, I say I came into this world to exemplify East and West. And what I mean by that is my father was Korean, my mother American. So just by nature of being me, I am East West. And so it doesn't surprise me. And I always think about that, of how important that is and how we look around today and it's everywhere. And it wasn't always this way at all. You know, certainly the generation before mine had to work harder, the generation before, even myself in the last 20 years, what I have seen evolve and where we stand right now. And I hope I had a part in that. I think I do. So what inspired me is to really just share all of this incredible knowledge and wisdom, as I said, with as many people as possible. You know, I'm the first woman in my lineage to have the knowledge of the herbal formulations that have been passed down, as well as the philosophy, if you will, which is why I just wrote a book and finally got it out into the world, and movement. I call them the three M's. And to me, those three pillars, what I firmly believe and what has been passed down to us for generations, is the simple fact that by incorporating these three aspects, meditation or way of life, medicine, proper way of taking care of ourselves, wellness, and movement, if we can incorporate those things into our life, we truly can balance with anything that comes our way, because we can't avoid anything, whether it's in business, whether it's as a parent, whether it's in a relationship, you name it, our health, we can't avoid different things. We can certainly take care of ourselves to balance with and live our healthiest, best life possible. But how do we go about life in that way? And that's what I believe I wish to share. That is what has inspired me. The simple fact that here I am, first woman in my lineage, first to ever share on such a huge level, first to live in the West and share these types of things. You know, there's so many different firsts, and I take that incredibly seriously. And I've committed myself to help as many people as possible with all that I have been given.
Wow. Oh my God. That is so inspiring. And to be the first woman in your family, that's huge, especially yes. Coming from, you know, my background, I'm Armenian, and to a certain extent, you know, men and boys were supposed to continue on the lineage, right. And
well, so in culture too, Maria, I know that's why you're saying.
So, and you know, it's funny. You said your dad is Korean. My best friend is Korean, and I've been friends with her since I was 19, actually. And, we learned that our cultures, even though we're so different, right? Like Armenians are very different from Koreans, but our the respect for our family, for our elders, yes. For our heritage is just so huge, and we have so much in common.
Absolutely.
And if it wasn't for my best friend who took me to an acupuncturist, actually, he was an acupuncturist. A Korean gentleman, older gentleman in K-Town in Los Angeles, my second daughter would not have been born.
Yes.
Literally saved me from having a miscarriage. And I had no idea. My body was under so much stress and tension that I had no idea what was blocking. I just kept thinking I have a horrific heartburn. And I went by him just to get some herbal medicine. And he said, no, this is something else. And he
poked me with a big needle right in my gut. And I'm like, no, my baby, maybe. And he's like, no, this is going to help you, your baby stay alive. And from that moment on, for me, acupuncture was, wow, okay, I'm not going to go to a Western doctor. I'm just going to go to my acupuncturist to help me with everything.
Yes, what an incredible story. I appreciate you sharing. And I hear this often, actually, you know, this kind of understanding of something that not all of us are familiar with, especially here in the West. We've all kind of come here and some of these different things we get to learn by the very nature of living here. And so that's really, really awesome. And I'm familiar.
So happy that you're, you wrote a book and you're getting yourself out, you're getting out there to share this with people. Because if it wasn't for my best friend who happens to be Korean, who introduced me to that doctor, I probably would not have known how the benefits and how easily I got back to being normal. I didn't have to visit him 4 or 5 times and spend thousands of dollars. You know, it was just one time visit. He charged me, I think, $40.
Right.
And that was it. I never went back because I was feeling so amazing. And he told me to breathe and do meditation. And that was it. It's like, wow, more people should know about this.
Yes, I could not agree more, Maria. And as I kind of mentioned before also, yes, I mean, I say I really started knowing that I wanted to share in this manner. I used to think I would have clinics, just like the man you speak of. You know, my lab, actually, JBK Wellness Labs, is named after my great-grandfather, who was known to be an amazing practitioner, such a compassionate, such a powerful man, because he was able to help so many people. And so I always thought, okay, I'll have clinics too. And I loved being in clinic. I loved having patients and experiencing the other side. And, you know, simultaneously, exactly what you just described. I never necessarily knew I would be sharing it in such a way, but that is also what I am so grateful for. You know, if I was not doing it in this manner, if I didn't listen to the universe, if I didn't trust in that, while also being very proactive and working very hard, I know, you know, Maria, then I would not be where I'm standing today. I never, had you told me this, I don't know, when I was 15, I definitely would have thought you were, you know, but even at 20, 21, I say, really, this is where I would be. So, and there's still so much more as far as I'm concerned.
I'm so thankful that you're out there sharing this story and that you came on the show to share what you do. And you know, I would love to talk about your lab and how you started it. But before we jump into that, you said you realized this at 19. You're so lucky to have found what your not only passion is, but the calling and why you're here. And also take advantage of the lineage that, you know, your family being in the, I bet you have so much more secrets, your secret sauce so much better than everyone else's that had to figure things out on their own. So, but how did you know that for sure that was your calling, that was the journey that you had to go through in terms of career wise?
Well, for all the entrepreneurs or just human beings out there that's interest, it certainly always interests me. You know, it really is one of those stories where it just hit me. You know, I'm sure it took some time to get there. You know, I grew up with these formulas. And so it was common throughout my life for certain doctors to, you know, get in contact, practitioners, you name it, therapists, to get in contact with my family. And we would share some of our formulas, but truly just almost as friends, right? To help with a patient or a client, whatnot. But when I was 19, this one particular doctor, dermatologist, I had sent a certain formulation for her to work with. And she's the one who really made it a point. She called me and she said, Janelle, at the time I was not a doctor. I hadn't even started. That's not true. I'm going forward a little bit too much. I had just started Eastern Medical School. So I'll back up a second because I think this will be interesting to people. So before I decided to study Eastern medicine, I was on my way to study Western medicine. And anyone who knows me will know that I'm a huge proponent of both. You know, and I think that can be surprising to people. You know, truly, I really do believe that East-West integrating it all, knowing when to do, when not to do, it really comes down to us. And it's very empowering in every way you look at life. And so what I really believe is that there is so much that Western medicine, you know, modern day medicine gives us when it comes to diagnostics, certain surgeries, antibiotics when necessary, you know, how grateful, I'll speak for myself, how grateful I am for that. However, as you mentioned, there's so much more that our centuries and all parts of the world, our ancient, you know, cultures, there's so much more that they know. Of course, mine is East Asian, with herbal medicine, with acupuncture, with different ways of understanding the body, qi, circulation, so on and so forth. And so that's why I think that if we understand both, so going back to that, that's the most important thing. So all of these things were in my mind for some time. And I was, but I was going to study Western medicine. I grew up pretty traditionally, as my father would say, I used to say strict, but he's right. He's right. Like you said, if we were really a strict Asian family, I wouldn't even be here right now because it would probably be my brother or somebody, right? Or some other man, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. So he was right. He's principled, he would say. So growing up, I knew I had all of this, but I was on that academic kind of way, studying Western medicine. And when I was about 19, 20, it was like my second year of college, I decided a couple things occurred and I realized it was one of those things where you just feel it, like the light bulb goes off. It truly was like that. And it was one of the biggest, the first huge jump, you know, in my life where I just trusted my gut and went for it. And half of my friends thought I was crazy. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, no, I'm serious. I'm packing my bags. And I'm like, and I just followed my heart. I just knew it. I knew that there was something special that my lineage had, and I knew I had to be a part of it. And honestly, that was it, Maria. And I went and I started looking at different Eastern medical schools, traditional oriental medical schools. I found one in San Diego, which is where my family lived. It was probably most well-known accredited. And I went, moved forward. And the second I got there and started learning, it was such an interesting thing that actually I don't know if I've shared very often in the multiple interviews that I've done so far, but when I sat down, I just felt so, it's this feeling I can't even express. It just felt so perfect. You know, it really hit me. It had such depth. I just feel like I've been doing it forever, and maybe I have in some interesting way, you know, and that's where I knew that that was my passion and my love. And since then I moved forward. I started bringing up that doctor, long story short, now that part of my life, when I was in those studies, that's where this dermatologist had reached out and said, you have to do something with this. So at the time I thought I truly wanted to be in clinic, as I already mentioned, but she was really the one, again, kind of in short, that kind of changed things for me. And I started working with certain companies, of course, formulating herbal medicine, because that is the core of what I do. And then just started realizing, okay, I'm going to start working with companies. And the first industry I kind of brought this to was the spa industry. So I've been in beauty for, you know, 20 plus years. And so that was an interesting story, which maybe we'll get into.
So. Amazing. Wow. Okay. I do want to dive into the beauty industry, but before we dive into that, tell me a little bit about JBK Wellness Lab, how you got started and, you know, just the journey.
Yes. So now we're probably going to talk about a little bit. So I'll cover maybe some of the questions that you have, because there's no way around it. So I started, like I said, at about 19 years old, while I was going to school, finishing undergrad, simultaneously starting, you know, my master's program. They kind of let me, I kind of pushed my way in. Now that would never be allowed, but I just wanted to expedite, you know, everything.
I did the same thing. For my bachelor's degree, less than a year, I applied for an MBA, and people were like, you're crazy.
I like they were so alike. I mean, I went to school from like 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. at night. And that was, you know, just the way it was. Even now I look back, I'm like, wow, okay, that was interesting.
I'm happy.
But to answer, to go back to your question. So when I was in school, so studying Eastern medicine, finishing undergrad, now this doctor dermatologist came. And so I started working with a certain brands to help kind of build them. And I say this because as an entrepreneur, which I know is a strong focus of your show, and I love that. I don't always get to talk about these things. You know, it's such an interesting thing of, you know, sometimes we don't always do what we wish to do or what we think it looks like in the beginning. You know, so what I mean by that is, remember, I love being a patient. I love my medicine. And that's what I wanted to do. But here, all of a sudden, I found myself, you know, even in class, you know, making logos and putting up, making a website, you know, working on marketing materials. And I just kept thinking to myself, what is happening? you know, and then it kept kind of taking off. And that's what I knew, but I didn't really pay attention to until a certain moment. And there was a night, I remember I was in tears. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, I don't even know if this is exactly what I want to be doing or I want to be studying and practicing. And then one day it hit me. You know, Janelle, stop looking at it this way. And that's part of why I even wrote this book, A Certain Way of Living. I call it Myeongsang, Living Meditation. Change your perspective. And I thought to myself, instead of looking at it, I know you love medicine and you love being with patients and you love sharing this medicine. Why don't you open your eyes and see it a little differently? Here you have a chance to walk into industries that have no clue. Understand, when I walked into the beauty industry 20 years ago, I know there were about 3 of us who were natural products. Back then, natural products weren't even a thing. Is so interesting, right? Herbal medicine, spare me, you know, but And I should say, you know, when I first began and we started walking to some of the spa shows, because that's the, those are the brands I started working with, were for the spa industry. And I remember people saying to me, Janelle, the Asian thing is great, but I don't think people are going to get that. You probably shouldn't do that. And I would smile and keep moving. You know, it never really bothered me. I have to say that, Maria, because I always believed, and I still sit here, and the day I leave this earth, I know I'll feel the same. We are all human. And I knew that what has been passed down in my lineage for so many centuries helps other human beings. And so I knew that my job, and it still is today, if I learn the best ways to communicate it properly and get the formulas out there, it's going to work. And so I stayed on my path. And that's kind of how we now fast forward. We were in the spa industry. We had a pretty good reputation, you know, that we started to build. People knew who we were. Definitely in formulation, one thing I educate around the world is it's one thing to make a beautiful formula and put a whole bunch of different ingredients in it. That's not exactly how you formulate. Certainly that's not how you make herbal medicine. It's the synergy between ingredients and how that functions with us and why it is important to eat natural, so on and so forth. So now we move forward, and then come 2012, maybe a bit sooner, my husband and I decided to kind of take another huge leap of faith with not much money in the bank. And we put everything towards making an extract company. But then people came to us and thought, you know, actually, if you could start to contract manufacture, which is what JBK does. So we started custom contract manufacturing, honestly, pretty quickly. And still to this day, some of the biggest brands you see, you know, Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons. And that's where I am today. So
Oh, wow. I mean, you make it sound so easy, but I know that was... I don't even want to dive into the whole the challenges and the daily pushing and that you probably had to go through. In terms of how you've seen the industry change, you mentioned that back then natural products didn't exist much, and now, you know, it's flooded, the market is flooded with it. But again, as a consumer, it's really hard for us to really know what's natural, what's not.
Absolutely.
Trusted. I only trust the Korean brands.
Understood. That's an interesting way of putting it.
That's all I do. That's what I use. And maybe because my best friend has such a huge influence on me and have, you know, mm-hmm. since I was 20, she would just give me the products to use. And
yes.
But if the listeners are just in general wondering, you know, how to tell whether a product is natural or not, like what advice do you have for them?
It can be, you know, nowadays, and that's where I said, kind of when we first got on the call, I hope I was a big part in this because I know how important it is. Okay. Nowadays, you can actually find this information out there in some way, shape, or form. Now, everyone likes to jump in,
right.
But more and more, I feel that people are becoming much more educated, much more aware. And you make a comment that you only trust the Korean products or brands. Yeah. To some extent, that's correct.
Yeah.
Find companies where you do trust their formulation, that you can tell that they really care. You know, also use the products and see how they work on your skin. You know, sometimes that's the most important thing, how you feel on it. But that means you have to pay attention. You know what I mean? How often do we take, because we also, of course, make a lot of different supplements and internal supplements and nutraceuticals. And so how often I speak on that, where sure, we can talk about skincare, but you can look at it both ways. You start taking vitamins that you've always heard are so good for everyone. And then all of a sudden, a couple of weeks later, you don't feel so good. And I can't tell you how many people don't even think about the fact that they just started taking these vitamins that they believe are so good because someone said they're so good. Well, you have to pay attention at the end of the day. Same thing with skincare. When you put it on, truly, when it is very effective, all natural formulations. I say that because a lot of the formulas we make might do this. You can even go through a purification process, but you got to hang in there and really see how you feel, right? So there is a lot to it. That's kind of what I'm getting across here. But if you educate yourself enough to know who to look for, who the experts are, I think that that's one of the best ways to go about it. And that's one of the reasons why I love to educate so much, to help people understand, you know, just hearing the best ingredient in the world. Well, guess what, everyone, water, we need it to live. But, you know, water can also make you sick if you don't know what you're doing properly. You know, it's such an interesting thing. So
tell me about some of the ways that, you know, if some of our listeners have an idea for a product or skincare or whatever, you know, topical, can they approach you? Can they come to you for formulation help? And then how far can you help them in the phases, I guess, of production?
No, I appreciate this question, because actually we just made a huge addition to our kind of umbrella company, JBK Wellness Labs. So for the last 15 years, well, that was more involved in everything. I'd say for the last about 10, that would be more accurate, when my husband and I started JBK. For custom manufacturing, the nature of custom, that's where I can really start to work with different ingredients that people might come to the table with, right? So to go back a minute, sometimes people come to us with an idea, a concept, and they say, Dr. Kim, we are here because we know of you, we know you care. How would you formulate this? Sometimes they'll come with a couple of ingredients that they love. CBD is one of them, for example, or any kind of adaptogenic mushroom, you name it. They can come to the table and they will ask, and then we will synergistically combine those ingredients together to create a beautiful formula. But basically what JBK does is we do what we have started to call collaborative manufacturing. I thought everybody did it this way. And over 20 years now, I realize that's not the case, because we really care. And we have the luxury of not necessarily, of really choosing to work with people who care.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.